And tradition when we talk about the Right Chef there at the Price Tower. Now, you mentioned that they're going to be working with the folks out there at the Tech and getting things ready to roll. This is a three, four day, did you say?
They'll fly in on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We get them prepared, take them grocery shopping. So we'll have somebody that, follows them around the grocery store because they'll have their menus ready mm-hmm. for them, and we give them $300 each. So it's important that they stay within a budget and that they understand, if they don't have the ingredients necessary at the grocery store, that they have to kind of, come up with a different alternative menu. So they bring them back, and then they'll prepare all day Saturday, like I said, with a student chef. And then on Monday is the competition, and Monday evening we have a reception at the Price Tower. We're inviting the public to come out. All six of the chefs will be there. They'll have an appetizer, mm-hmm. That'll have a secret ingredient that the judges will select, and they'll prepare their appetizer for everybody to taste. And we really invite people to come out, get to meet the finalists, and they get to select kind of their people's choice. And that evening, we are going to be announcing the winner of it. So you can go online and buy tickets at pricetower.org or, call us and we'll make sure that you're on the list.
So the winner becomes the chef for the next year. But wow, this is quite an interview process. It's got a little glitz of Hollywood and everything else, and big time TV. But this is the real deal. You're competing for a real job.
Yeah, and it's very exciting. I've been talking to a number of the chefs that are going to be coming in, mm-hmm. and this year is really going to be exciting because we've been contacted from CBS News, and they're going to be doing an expose on it for CBS Sunday Morning. And so we're going to be videoing the competition. They're going to be back in town and kind of talking to the new chef and seeing how he integrates his new menu and works with the public and those kinds of things. So it's really going to be great. And they're going to broadcast this in November mm-hmm. On CBS Sunday Morning. So there is a little bit of new nuance that's coming with it. So we're excited about that.
I liked it. And Jane Pauley doing that there on News on 6 early on Sunday morning.
She's great.
Before you get off to church and everything. Oh, this is super. Now, Chef Nook is a pretty popular
fella.
What's going to happen?
Yeah, so Chef Nook will be here for the next month, still continuing to be the lead chef at the restaurant. So those of you who've tried his food and really enjoyed it, I encourage you to take advantage of the fact that he's going to be here for the next month. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've got he's going to be preparing a special Valentine's dinner this Friday night. So if you're interested in that, you might want to call and make reservations for that. But he will be staying on. He's been promoted to the general manager of the entire restaurant and executive chef. So he'll be staying on, and the new Right Chef will be kind of mentored underneath him and will be added to the staff there in the kitchen and the front of the house.
I think I speak for everybody in town. Good call.
Yeah, thanks. We're excited. He loves Bartlesville.
Yeah.
And so, we're excited that we'll get, he brought a Cajun and a Southern flair of, mm-hmm. food that people have really enjoyed. And we'll see what the next chef kind of brings in and what their expertise is. So I'm excited about that.
Now, are these chef contestants coming in from all over the U.S. or is it semi-international?
It's not international yet, but we are getting them in from around the country. We had in excess of 350 applications for folks that are interested in coming. We culled it down, interviewed, and we're bringing in the top six that we feel are really going to be a good fit for us. And they do. They come in from around the country, Chicago, Las Vegas, Dallas.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the folks out at Tri-County have just been such a great help, and they're a great partner for us to be able to do this. And if you've not been out to their culinary school that they've got out there, it's amazing. All six chefs are going to be able to prepare in their kitchen. So they have a kitchen large enough that six chefs and their partner will be able to prepare and create. And then they have a presentation arena, if you will, with, where the judges are going to be seated, and they have the finishing mm-hmm. Appliances there with cameras and TV monitors and those types of things. And so it's state of the art. It's first class. I'm super impressed with what they've got out there.
And it's television ready.
Exactly. Yes,
you know,
it is.
Matthew Sauger keeps saying, you got to come out and you got to walk through it. You gotta, I said, well, you know, I've been through.
You really do.
Yeah, so it's really going to be something.
I mean, they serve lunch out there for the public all the time. So you can go out there and enjoy, you know, what they prepare. So those students are amazing.
Indeed they are. And, of course, this is going to be a heck of a competition. It's really nice to know that CBS picked up on this, and they're going to do it on the Sunday morning show with Jane Pauley come November. But, boy, oh, boy. You know, this is an exciting time, but it's always really an exciting time to plan a stop by at the at the tower, at the Price Tower. There's so much going on.
Yeah, we've got our exhibition that we opened a couple of weeks ago. It's the Bruce Goff and Herb Green exhibition of their art. Mm-hmm. They were both architects, but also artists in their own ways, and both kind of studied with each other. As most folks know, that Bruce Goff lived in the Price Tower for 7 years in the apartment that was on the 9th and 10th floor, and we've just recently turned that into a hospitality suite and a suite for reception. Places that folks can come and rent, and we've facilitated it all with some of our Bruce Goff archived art and artifacts from his collection that we have, and so we're really proud of that. So taking advantage of being able to really live and work and have a party or a reception in a place that Bruce Goff called home. So
nice.
So that's exciting. So yeah, we're doing that, and then we've got, of course, the gala, our annual fundraiser that we do every year. That's coming up March 6th. It's on a Friday evening again. And one of the things that we're doing that's unique this year is we've partnered with an artist from Oklahoma City. His name is Tim Kinney. And he's been painting 8 different paintings of the Price Tower from different angles and different times of the year. And we're going to be selling those. So those are going to start to be put out on social media and sent out to the public. We've already sold one, and we're excited about the opportunities for people to have, really beautiful art. These are 24 by 36 paintings, and Tim Kinney's going to be there at our gala, and it's really going to be a fun evening as well. We've got a great band, and so if people want information, tickets, they're on online at the pricetower.org.
It just never stops.
No, and this is a busy time of year. We usually do the Right Chef in the fall, and we've decided that from our competitors that we've had in the past and our judges, that really trying to put that in with Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year and all of that,
a lot of conflicts,
that we moved it to February of this year, and we'll probably move it to April or May of the following year and just kind of get it in. So it's its own season. And we're not competing with a bunch of other things kind of that time of the year.
Well, this is fabulous. I mean, I really, really like the sound of the electricity. You know, there's just a lot of it going on.
A lot going on there. Yeah, it's great.
And now as we head into spring, of course, kids start getting out for the spring break, and then summertime hits. And, oh, boy, here come the travelers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is great, you know, because, you know, we've got so many people from around the country that, you know, just... And, of course, you know, with travel guides online and those kinds of things, people hear about and, you know, find out about the Price Tower and are just amazed to be able to be a part of that and to sleep there and to eat there. And we give tours. You know, we gave over 4,500 tours last year of the building. So we have a group of docents and Price Connors, who heads all that up for us. They give tours of the building, and we have the historic floors on the top, 17, 18, and 19. And it's just an amazing opportunity for people to continually see and be ingrained in the architecture that was so amazing from Frank Lloyd Wright.
And, of course, with that lovely green space right next door to you,
yeah,
that's going to draw more eyes and more attention to the Price Tower.
Absolutely. So they're planning May 1 to be the kind of the opening of the space.
Okay.
So they're doing a public opening, and we're participating with the Price Tower and the Community Center in that. And so it's going to be a big celebration and a time for people to come out and really take a look at it. And if you haven't driven by that or seen it recently...
A lot of improvements.
Oh, my goodness. You know, they've put up the amphitheater stage and the canopy that's going to go over that. And when you see the magnitude of that and you realize how big that is going to be, I go up, and if you come for lunch and you sit on the side that faces out there on the 15th floor, you can really see, you know, how beautifully big that's going to be and the space that's going to be around it. They've started planting trees and some of the shrubbery. And so it's really going to start taking shape here in the next 30 days or so. So it's very exciting.
And we have to remind people, this is a working, functioning hotel, as well as a restaurant and a place to see beautiful visual art.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's an amazing, you know, it was the tree that escaped the crowded forest. And so we use that template to basically identify, we have 8 branches, if you will. Mm-hmm. So there are 8 things that we do that are really, you know, reminiscent of what's happening at the Price Tower, including the restaurant and the mm-hmm. hotel and our events. We did 2 weddings at the end of the year last year in the Price Tower, one of them in our gallery, and one of them was actually in the Bruce Goff suite. Nice. The bride got set and dressed and everything upstairs, and then she came down the stairs in the suite there, and so that was great. And we even had a wedding in the office of Frank Lloyd Wright. I mean, not Frank Lloyd Wright, but Mr. Price. Okay. On the 19th floor. And so, you know, we do so many different things, and our staff does an amazing job of coordinating those between the events and our, the opportunities to have functions and those kinds of things.
It's safe to say at Price Tower, you don't suffer from a lack of imagination there.
No.
There's just all kinds of things that think the possible, I guess.
Yeah, and the fun thing that's getting ready to happen for us, too, is that with the green space out there, mm-hmm. we're going to be opening up our kitchen downstairs, and we're going to be introducing some fast casual dining and opportunities for people to eat outside, kind of on our back plaza there mm-hmm. between us and the green space. And so we're going to be really introducing some new opportunities for people to come in, have some breakfast, have some lunch, have a beer on the weekends, and go and hang out, you know, in the green space and just enjoy the outdoors. And the weather's going to be great come this spring. So we're excited about that.
Oh, indeed. Hey, thanks for dropping by, and congratulations on getting CBS to cover The Right Chef.
Thank you.
That's a nice little stroke of real good.
Thanks.
As they say.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. We're excited.
Rick Lloyd is with us here. And if people have any other questions, or if they maybe you are thinking about having plans for some sort of festivity, how do they contact you?
Yeah, you can go online is the best way at pricetower.org. If you're interested in The Right Chef, you can go to therightchef.com. And they'll give you all the information. Or you can just call us, and our staff will be thrilled to talk with you about anything that you're interested in.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors in Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
It's the new year, and that means new opportunities and